And for you all out there that's going to see this video, I hope and pray that your families are doing well. And right now, let's just pray for this nation and our church and things going on. God and Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. God, we thank you for your blessings and your grace and your mercy. And God, right now, I just lift this country up to you. I lift our president and vice president and everyone that's working on this, the doctors and the doctor staff. God, just give them wisdom, and God, just pray that you would also protect them as well. And God, I just pray for each family from Osage Baptist. God, I pray for their families, and I just pray that for their jobs. God, if they are laid off right now, God, I just pray that you would help us to get through this as a nation and as a country and as a state and as this community. God, just help us just to do your will. And it's your son's holy name I pray. Amen. All righty, we're going to sing a hymn for you. This one's Blessed Assurance. I figured this was a great song for today because we always have assurance that God is in control.
One, two, three.
Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Divine heir of salvation, purchased of God.
Mr. Roger Grisham.
All right. Good morning, Osage. Good morning, youth. Wanted to touch base with you real quick. Man, what a spring break, huh? I mean, this is got to be a first. Just want to let you know, Young Christians Weekend, still up in the air. We'll be in contact with you on that. Siloam, we're still planning right now. They are still planning on having it. I've not been told any different, so please get on there and register. If you have not, there's a few spots left on our spot, and we'll stay in contact with you on that. Through Facebook, Holly's actually looking at starting up an Instagram page to so we can stay in contact. You know, I know Facebook's for the older people, but we're trying to get hip and get into the Instagram, okay? So we'll get into that. But I want to share a few things just real quick with you that has really been on my heart since this stuff's been going on. You know, you're going to be spending a lot of time at home now. A lot of time with your family. I know you don't believe it, but there was a time when we used to sit around the table and eat supper and have dinner together and pray together, and you're going to have that time now to do those things. So I ask you to spend time with your family and help your family. This is going to be, it's hard on everybody. You know, your family, some of you may be laid off of work or whatever, but help your family, help them at the house. Yes, do chores, do all those things. Keep up your schoolwork, you know, and just do what is right. In 1 Timothy 4:12, it says, "Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in the word, and in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity." So just because you're a teenager, do the right things. Just don't let anybody tell you any different. So, because you're going to have a lot of free time right now, and Satan's going to go to work. All right, I want you to be careful what you're watching on TV, what you're watching on the computer, what you're listening to, and just you don't have no excuse now. Stay in God's Word, okay? You're going to have plenty of time, so just be careful what you listen to and what you do, and read your Bible and pray. Also in 1 Corinthians 10:13, it tells us, as soon as I find it, there it is. "No temptation has overtaken you except such as common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make a way for escape, that you may be able to bear it." So God's there with you guys. Don't get in a spot that you can't, you know, that you feel like you can't get out of. God is going to be there. And you know, we're going through a time of uncertainty of what's going on. There's people that are scared. There's people that don't know what to expect. And you know, if you watch the news, you know, the news is going to tell you a lot of different things. They're going to tell you some stuff that ain't right. They're going to fill you full. But let me tell you something they're not going to tell you. God's got this. He's in control. So just remember that. In Deuteronomy 31:6, it tells us, "Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, He is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you." So, you know, God's going to protect His children. He really is. He's got this. You know, I don't know if it's just for us to slow down and spend time with Him, you know, get together as families or what it is, but God's in control. So, I know it's spring break, but here's your homework. Read Psalms 91 this week. Just read that, meditate on it, study it, and see what God says to you, and we're going to be in contact with you through phone, through messages and stuff, so stay in contact with each other, stay in God's Word, and we love each one of you. Thank you.
Good morning, Awana, kids, parents, and leaders. Good morning. We obviously won't have any Awana until Alpena schools resume, whenever that is. So much of what Roger talked about to the youth can apply to you as well. This is a great opportunity for you to do what's right in your home and to share the love of Christ with your family. I miss you already, but we need to stay safe and we need to stay calm. And Roger was right. God does have this. Remember that God loves you, and so do I. Stay safe. I'll see you when school resumes.
All right, thank you, Kim and Roger. Another song I thought was appropriate is, as they was talking about God does have this, what a friend we have in Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4. Standing on the promises of God. Amen. We are standing on the promises no matter what. anyone tells you or what is going on, we are all standing on the promises of God.
One, two, three.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let His praises sing. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing. Standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises. Standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing. Standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord. Bound to Him eternally by love's strong cord. Overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing. Standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises I cannot fall. Listening to every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing. Standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God.
Well, amen. Thank you, Mike, and I want to express my appreciation for those that have come here this morning to help us record this session and get it out to you. We're trying something new, and we'll just see how this goes. I want to mention some prayer requests to you. One is Miss Margie Bates is recovering in the nursing home and rehab from a knee surgery. I've visited with her a couple of times on the phone. She's doing well, but she can't have visitors. And the same way, Brother Bill Howell is in a nursing home in Berryville. And Bill also can't have visitors, and his wife, Miss Lee, is unable to visit him because of that restriction. And that's really made it tough on them. So I want you to keep those folks in prayer, and all of our folks that are elderly, and all of us are shut in somewhat right now, so be praying for those. I want to say just a word about your giving during this time of absence. There's a couple of different ways that you can do that. The church office will be open Tuesday through Thursday from 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock, and you can drop that off, or you can mail it to Osage Baptist Church, 16475 Highway 103 South, Alpena, Arkansas, and it'll get to us like that. So we'll try something in the future, maybe a way for you to give online, but right now that's the way we have it. If you can drop it off, or if you can mail your gift in to the church, that would be one way that you would be able to do that. Take your Bibles and turn with me to Psalms 24. Psalms 24 and verse 1. If I could give this message a title, it'd be something that you've heard frequently over the past several days, and that is wash your hands. Did you know that the Bible tells us to wash our hands? Well, this is something that caught my attention when I was working on this passage of Scripture. So I want to read it to us today, and you can follow along in your translation. Psalms 24, verse 1 through verse 5. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. We never need to forget who this belongs to, who all this belongs to, who you and I belong to. And God's still in charge. He's still on His throne. No matter what is taking place, He is still on His throne. For He hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in His holy place? Here it is. He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity or sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. So verse 1 says the earth belongs to God. He's all powerful. He sees all. He knows all. There's nothing that escapes him. This is not a surprise to him. It may be to us. But this virus is not a surprise to him. You and I live in a fallen world. From the time of Grandpa Adam and Grandma Eve, there has been sin in the world. There's been disasters. There's been famine. There's been all kinds of things that would disrupt people's lives. And some of them are man-made and some of them are by nature. But it's because of the fall of man. It's when sin entered into the world and the curse came upon all humanity. You might ask the question, and I might too. Number two, why would a loving God allow this? And I've been asked this in the last two or three days. Why would a loving God allow this to happen to us, especially young people? Children, we have an 8-year-old in our home right now, and he's asked that question, why would God allow this? Well, the question that the church should ask is not why, but what? Now what will we do? What's God called us to do? What would God have you and I as a church to do dealing with this epidemic? And I believe that as we look at this passage, that we're going to see some answers for that. Henry Blackaby would say, look to see where God is working and join Him. Being in a place where God can use us. So how do you get to that place? How do you get to that place where God can use you? Well, Jesus said in John 5 and verse 17, my Father is always at work. So God is always at work in the world. He's working all around us. And for you and I to be able to see where God is working and then be able to join Him, how do I qualify for that? How can I get in on what God is doing? Well, the psalmist said, there's this place that we must be in our walk with the Lord for God to use us. And you'd say, well, God can use anyone. Well, that's the truth. He can. He used ungodly Pharaoh in that situation with Moses, and He's used some ungodly kings in the past. But for you and I as Christians, I believe that God wants us to be in a place where He can use us. And so this is what He said. He says that the person who has clean hands. Well, we've been told several times that we're to wash our hands. Well, that's good advice, and I'm following that. I hope that you're following that. I've washed my hands more in the last 2 weeks, I believe, than I've washed them in the last 2 years. But this is deeper. This is much deeper. This is a hand washing that purifies our heart. So it doesn't have to do with the outward part of that, but it has to do with the inward part of that. You and I can't live out of the will of God and work those things out in our life. So we are to wash our hands by cleansing our own life. He says that those that get to that place, and I want to mention that one more time, he who has ascended unto the hill of the Lord and who stands in his holy place. I think that's what he's talking about. The word sin in the Bible means to miss the mark. I believe that you and I, if we'd be honest with ourselves, that we know where we've missed the mark. The Holy Spirit that's living within us calls our hand on that. He blows the whistle when you and I step out of the way, when we get out of God's will in our life. So this brings us to the pure heart part of this. So be honest with yourself. How do you get a pure heart? How do I get a pure heart? It's when I call a spade a spade. When I agree with God. When I'm praying and I'm seeking God's will in my life. The psalmist said, "Search me, O God, know my heart, and try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me." And when we come before the Lord with that prayer, He reveals what we are really like. And sometimes it's very difficult. 1 John 1:9 says that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So how is it that we get to that place where God can use us? Well, I think that we start by allowing God to search our heart, and then that we confess that sin as He brings it before us. So God wants us to be usable during this dangerous opportunity in this time in our nation, in this time in our church, this time in our families. But we have to wash our hands. We have to allow God to do work in our life so that you and I can be able to do that. We might have some folks that are in our congregation that are going to need some help during this time. And I hope that you'll allow us to help you. If you need some medicine, if you need some food, if you'll call, we'll figure out some way to get that to you. We'll try to help you in some way. I want to close this time that we have together by praying for you, but I want to say that the most important decision that you and I will ever make in our life is what we do with the Lord Jesus. We're going to have some folks that will pass away. It could be even in our church. We hope there's not. But there's already been folks that have passed away from this coronavirus in our nation. And it could be that it'll get closer and closer home. If that were to happen in your life, do you know where you'd spend eternity at? Jesus came and died on the cross to pay our sin debt. The Bible says, "Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." I want to urge you, if you've not trusted Him as your Savior, that you'd do that even today. Bow your head, ask Jesus to come into your heart, forgive you of your sin, and be your Savior. Now, I want to pray for you, and this will bring us to a close of this time together. Our Father, we pray for Osage Baptist Church, but not just for Osage, we pray for our state. We pray for our governor and our leader and our president and those that will be making decisions for our future. Pray for those who are sick. We pray, God, that Your hand will be upon them. We pray, Lord, that Your healing would be upon their body. We pray, Lord, that You might have Your way in our lives. Help us, Lord, to do what is right. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. God bless you.